Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
There's no shortage of things to do around town this week. Welcome to Act Locally Waco. I'm Brody Bashaw, and joining us as usual is Ashley Bean Thornton. Welcome back, Ashley.
Thanks, Brody. Glad to be here.
Waco, Waco. That's my hometown.
Well, let's dive into this week's happenings. And remember, you can see a full calendar online at actlocallywaco.org.
So this weekend, tonight and tomorrow, is the 9th annual Coryell Creek Critters Barbecue Cook-Off and Festival. This is the 9th year of the festival, and they add new fun things every year. This year, there are dances tonight and tomorrow night, an International Barbecue Cookers Association cook-off, and a kids' pork chop cook-off, along with all kinds of other fun family games and things like that. Proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society. The whole thing takes place at Brazos Parking, which is one of the large parking lots over by McLean Stadium. The address is 1400 South Martin Luther King Boulevard. Gates open today at 5 and then Saturday morning at 8.
Okay, you've got another walk this weekend.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to this one. This is a Waco Walks event. The theme is going to be downtown development. Specifically, former mayor and current TIF board member Malcolm Duncan is going to join the group to explain how TIF, tax increment financing, works in Waco. Then he'll join us to walk around the downtown and Elm Avenue area and view some of the projects that have been funded by TIF since it was launched in 1982. The walk will be around 2.5 miles. We will meet up at 9 o'clock at the Waco Convention Center inside in the hallway next to the McLennan Room. Bring your own water. Waco walks are always free.
Starting at 9 before it's too hot, right?
Yes.
Okay. Saturday will be a terrific day to stock up on some summer reading for yourself and the kids in your life with the Friends of the Waco McLennan County Library mini book sale.
Yes, the sale will open at 10 a.m. at the West Waco Library on Bosque. Mass market paperbacks will be $1, hardcover and trade paperbacks $2, and children's books starting at 50 cents.
And you get to a certain age when you have to start having a difficult conversation with a parent. And there's a seminar coming up on how to talk about older adults driving.
Talking with an older driver about when to stop driving can be a tough, tough conversation. And if you foresee having that conversation with one of your loved ones anytime soon, you might be interested in this seminar, which is being offered Saturday morning. It's called We Need to Talk, and it's hosted by Baylor Scott & White Hillcrest Medical Center. The seminar will cover topics like warning signs, conversation opener, selecting the right messenger, and finding other forms of transportation so your loved one can continue to be active and remain a part of the community, which is so important. It's free. It will take place at 10 o'clock in the Corbett Room of the Baylor Scott & White Hillcrest Medical Center at 100 Hillcrest Medical Boulevard.
On Sunday, the Historic Waco Foundation invites you to join them for some summer watermelon fun that will be on Sunday afternoon.
Yes, for $10, your whole family can indulge in some watermelon bowling, some seed spitting, watermelon crafts, and of course, eating watermelon. This all takes place in East Waco on the grounds of the East Terrace Historic Home at the corner of MLK and Mill Street. The fun cranks up at 1 o'clock and will go on until 4. The motto of the Junior League of Waco is Women Building Better Communities. And if you are a woman and you are interested in joining with other women to help build our community, you might be interested in learning more about Junior League of Waco. One good way to do that is to attend Provisional Orientation, which is on Monday at 6 at the Clifton House at 2600 Austin Avenue. For more information about the orientation and about Junior League of Waco in general, please visit their website, which is jlwaco.org.
And this week, Professor Brainius is going to be making the rounds at some of the libraries.
I remember when I was a kid, one of my favorite things about summer was summer reading club at the library. And this Tuesday at 10:30, kids can sign up for summer reading club at the East Waco Library. To kick it all off, Professor Brainius will be there inspiring young minds with his wild and wacky science experiments. Summer Reading Club is for kids age 11 and under, so come on in and get signed up. Professor Brainius will make appearances at West Waco Library on Wednesday and South Waco Library on Friday. And speaking of reading, Wednesday at 10:30 at Central Library is Reading with Angel Paws. Dogs are great listeners, so kids are invited to bring their favorite books to read to a furry friend. It's a terrific way for kids to build confidence and fluency in their reading. Space is limited, so please register by calling Central Library and asking about Angel Paws Reading Buddies.
And summer is a musical season in Waco with free music every Wednesday and Thursday evening in June. Wednesdays are at the Carling Bright Arboretum Midsummer Nights Concert Series.
Yes, this week will feature local favorites, the Elephants. The show starts at 8.
And then on Thursdays in June, the McLennan Community College River Sounds concerts happen.
Yes, this week's show will be Skyrocket, which is a group that faithfully covers songs from the 70s and 80s. Gates open at 7, music starts at 8. They take place at the MCC Bosque River Stage at 1400 College Drive.
Baylor Theater has a production you can see Thursday night.
Yes, the first show in the Baylor Theater Summer Series is going to be Dead Accounts, which is the story of a brother, a sister, and a $27 million secret. So that's kind of intriguing. Mm. The show will take place at 7:30 at Baylor's Hooper Schaefer Fine Arts Building. Tickets are $15. And if you can't make it Thursday, you will have other opportunities on June 15th and 16th. And if you enjoy storytelling, you might be interested in a new group that is forming called Analog Waco. They describe themselves as an experiment in confessional storytelling. They are holding their first event Thursday evening at 8 p.m. at Pinewood Coffee Roasters on Austin Avenue. The theme will be Lost in Waco. So anyone interested is invited to attend and participate.
Well, thank you, Ashley, for sharing all this information with us.
Thanks for having me, Brody.
You can see the calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.